This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Rob.
And hello, I'm Helen. And today we've decided to come outside for a walk in the beautiful English countryside.
Smell the wonderful fresh air. Isn't it great to be outdoors?
Oh, well, it was. But not now. It's raining. Come on, Rob. I think we should head back.
Hold on, Helen. Not that way. According to this map here, it's this way.
Rob, you're always wrong. Just follow me, but hurry up, we're getting wet.
Oh, Helen, get lost.
Get lost? We are lost.
No, Helen, get lost. I mean, go away. Leave me alone. Don't tell me the way to go.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
Well, it's what you can say to someone if they're really annoying you. So go away and get lost.
OK, if you say so. I'm off. See you back at the car.
I'll get there first. OK, here are some other examples of using get lost.
I'm tired of hearing about how you know everything. Just get lost.
Get lost. I'm having a break, so don't disturb me.
You say you climbed Mount Everest on your own? Get lost. I don't believe you.
Saying get lost is quite impolite, so you need to be careful how you say it and who you say it to. And maybe I was being a bit rude to Helen.
Helen, you can come back. I didn't mean to be so rude.
Well, you weren't being very nice. Anyway, I was going to come back and find you.
And why was that, Helen?
I got lost. I needed the map.
Ah, well, here it is. Now, come on, follow me.
OK, Rob. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, it's definitely this way.
Are you sure?
Yep, it's what the map says here.
Rob, you've got the map upside down.
Oh.
Duh.
The English We Speak.
That was a podcast of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.